102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. It is the first one from Van Halen. It's 8:15.
ESPN's got a new 30 for 30 coming out that I wanted to... as soon as I saw the headline, I immediately thought of something I wanted to share with you guys because it was like one of those chill moments. Like,
oh, you know, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it in a minute.
All right. It's 102.3 WBAB, Double Shot Thursday, second one from VH. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 820. Double Shot Thursday, two from Van Halen, partly sunny and 90 today.
So ESPN is going to, they have a new, you know those 30 for 30 short film kind of documentaries
them.
That they
do? Real good.
They're doing one, it's coming out soon, of George W. Bush's first pitch at Yankee Stadium after 9/11.
Oh, really? Doing a whole thing on that?
Yeah, and it's they got interviews with Bush, his wife Laura, Condoleezza Rice, Giuliani, Derek Jeter, Joe Torre.
I've heard Bush tell that story. It's a good story.
Yeah, one of the quotes is, the movie reportedly highlights Bush speaking with Jeter while he was warming up moments before coming out of the tunnel, which, you know, he had the bulletproof vest on, like the whole
deal.
And I just put myself, I remember being at a sporting event. I mean, we had snipers on top of every building, wherever you worked. The Coliseum had it. I was at an island, the whole thing. And, he said he was nervous, and he said Jeter told the president to throw from the mound and not to bounce the ball because the fans would boo. I'm like, after 9/11, I'm not sure they would have booed him, but
that's funny.
But whatever it was. And I just, you know, I can't watch a lot of the 9/11 stuff. I can't. I just can't watch it. But when
will you watch this?
But when I'll watch this because it's focused on that was where everything started coming back for me. You know, and I'll never forget. It was one of those things where. Every time I see it, George Bush going to the mound to throw out that pitch, I get the chills.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about how many other things, no matter how many times I've seen it, heard it, whatever, I get the chills. And the only other thing I can come up with, without a doubt, is the 1980 Olympic call.
Miracle, right.
Do you believe in miracle call? No matter how, I can hear that five times in a row. Like in an hour, with 10-minute interval, and every time I hear it, I'll still get the same chills.
Goosebumps on top of goosebumps.
There's not that many moments that you can sit and recall where you can think back, and no matter how many times you hear it or see it.
Sports-related 9/11, I mean, you made me think of it right away. The Piazza home run was when it came back for me with the Mets, and I happened to be there, and that, I see replays of it. In fact, every time I watch the DVD with my voice on it, as I watch it 100 times, every time I see the Piazza home run, it gives me chills. It hair on the back of the neck. I might have seen it 50 times already. No problem. And it's just it's one of those things. Also, when you like if you meet someone, sometimes it can happen. Like just having Sandy Koufax walk by me in spring training. He walked by me. I didn't get to say hi. Nothing.
Right.
Gave me the chills when I realized. Oh my God! It was him.
That's a once in a lifetime shot.
Right.
I'm talking about something that no matter how many, whether you turn it on television or you hear it on the radio or it comes up on your iPod or whatever it is, that every time your body has that same result. No matter what, you start getting goosebumps and the hair on your arm just stands up.
Braveheart speech does it too.
Does it?
It really does.
That's what I'm saying.
So good. So good. Same movie. 10, 20 times. I don't know how many times. A bunch of times. And the DVD. Ridiculous. Chills. And I know it's coming.
Right. What's the matter, Mayor Giuliani?
I felt that the September 11th game.
Oh, jeez.
That Yankee game that night with President Bush was one of those really inspiring moments for New York City.
Well, your lisp is bad.
The amazing thing about that pitch, it wasn't a slider.
Oh.
It was a fastball right down the pipe. That was so inspiring.
Do you have
I remember my son Andrew was out in the bullpen urinating on Steve Swisher, the catcher, the bullpen catcher. And to come back and see President Bush throw that pitch right down the middle, it was something that I'll never forget. Inspiring for everybody in New York City.
Do you have any of those moments that give you goosebumps every time you see it or hear it?
One of the most inspiring things for me was my own speech. During the Republican convention in 2004.
Gave yourself goosebumps?
I gave myself goosebumps.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you, Mayor Giuliani. 8:24, here's that. BAB, Roger, JP, 8:28. What are those things that give you the chills every time they happen? Could be a song, could be a movie you see. 955-WBAB, the 30-30 on ESPN is going to be about George Bush's first pitch after 9/11 at Yankee Stadium. I can see where that gives you chills no matter how many times you see it. It was a big moment like... right after the, especially for New Yorkers. This guy has a story about Roger Clemens. Go ahead. What's your story?
after 9/11, I'm a retired fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were down in a pile. It was probably 1 o'clock in the morning. We're digging, and here comes this huge mammoth of a guy.
Huh.
No photographers, no nothing. Just him and this other guy come walking around, and they're shaking hands.
Cool.
And it's Clemens.
That is awesome.
And he was pitching the following day. 1 o'clock in the morning, he's down there shaking hands with guys on the pile. And we were all yelling at him, like, get home, get some sleep, get a pitch tomorrow.
Yeah.
So every time I see Clemens, you know, you talk about these moments.
Yeah.
Every time I see Clemens, you know, just the guy's a decent guy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Later.
Goodness gracious!
Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box.
That's cool. That one thing, Lisa. Every time he sees Clemens, that's what he thinks of.
I got to be honest.
Chills.
That call does that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her call, her saying Roger Clemens was in George Steinbrenner's box.
Right.
I tell you, I've said it a million times.
You remember it?
I know where I was. I was on Deer Park Avenue. I was heading south. I was by Rita's Italian Ices.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she comes on saying, Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box. Clemens was going to come back to the Yankees.
You good?
And I right now.
You've been telling it.
Right now. I still get the same thing. And I remember calling my buddy Kenny. I'm like, yo, I think we're getting Clemens again.
955-WBAB if you got one of those chills moments, songs, movies, whatever it is. It's 102.3-WBAB. Double Shot Thursday, 2 from Aerosmith.
And then I fantasized to Susan Waldman.
0.3-WBAB, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. First one from Aerosmith, 833. Those songs, those movies, those moments that give you chills every time you see them happen. I mean, multiple times, the same exact thing can give you those chills. It's pretty cool. Good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Hey, guys, 1991 NHL All-Star Game in Chicago, National Anthem. So on the original Gulf War, makes you cry.
I'll tell you, sometimes the National Anthem in general, if it's done well, and maybe it's given me the chills many times.
And I'll tell you this, anytime I'm at a sporting event and they do a big flyover.
Yes.
When either the Blackhawk helicopters
even
go
at the tug
over,
of war.
Either the Blackhawk helicopters, when at Yankee Stadium, I've been there for stealth bombers.
Yeah.
The stealth going overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Blackhawks, that stuff every time.
Yep, but then there's always a douchebag not taking his hat off and just makes you angry.
Yeah. That too. Hey, thanks.
Wait a minute. I've seen the Blue Angels do flyovers.
Right. Right. No matter how many flyovers you see, it's usually so impressive, you get the chills.
And for the life of me, I still can't figure out how they time it the way they do.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
You
it's
know?
All by radio, bro. I'm telling you, they set up a minute.
Right.
To that minute, and sometimes you miss by a little bit. It happens. It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, Roger and JP, 2 from Aerosmith, 838. Partly sunny and 90. All right, let's get a couple final calls. The ESPN's doing a 30 for 30 about George Bush's throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium right after 9/11, which is going to be, that's definitely one of those chills moments. You brought up the Miracle on Ice call, which that's a big one for probably a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of us having confidence.
And I'll tell you another one, the catch. Eli to Tyree.
That does it to you, huh?
On the helmet.
No matter how often you see it.
Again, downstairs, I just threw my in-laws out because my father-in-law was being a buzz. Because the Giants are going to lose. The whole thing, I just threw him out. I was there rocking back and forth like Rain Man, and I had my Giants blanket on.
That's right.
And he made
right.
that catch. I started losing my mind by myself.
Mm-hmm.
By myself. But I see that catch now, and boom.
You got any more of those chills moments? Hi, BAB, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention something I couldn't do with Goosebumps.
Yeah, every time. What happened? When did you get chills?
Space Shuttle Challenger explosion. You know, I was back in the day when they used to roll the TVs into the school classrooms and stuff, and we would watch Challenger.
Right.
Watch the take off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was also thinking Dale Earnhardt Sr. when he passed away at Daytona.
So even on replays of that stuff, it'll give you chills.
Yep, yep.
Hey, thanks. Hey, BAB, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool. Every time I see that, best times are in my eye, I get chills.
Phoebe
you know
Cates.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. What's the song from the Cars? Something radio?
Moving in Stereo?
Moving in Stereo, that's it. Slow motion, Moving in Stereo from the Cars playing. I got you.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's all good stuff. Have a good day.
See ya.
Later, man.
Yeah, it's certain stuff. The Braveheart speech, but then there's another one. The end of Private Ryan will get me with the guy at the gravestone reviewing his life. Like, there's just I can see that 20 times. It'll always just right up my spine.
Mayor Giuliani, what do you think about that whole Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I thought it was a great experience watching that, you know, with my first love, which also with my third cousin.
Your first love was your third cousin?
One of my wives was. Donna Hanover was a distant cousin of mine.
Oh, I had no idea.
But let's get back. I mean, the pitch that President Bush threw on September 11th wasn't a slider. It was a fastball right down the middle. And it was just so inspiring that it made me a better person.
How come you're not running for president this time around?
Well, right now I'm excited because Donald Trump, he's not a Roman candle. He's the real deal. I'm going to get behind Donald Trump. He's really a serious candidate. And right now, I don't feel the need to have to do that. I'm focused on my private business, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Good talking to you,
If he offers me a cabinet position, maybe I'll take one.
You'll always be America's mayor, Mr. Giuliani.
I appreciate that.
No worries.
Serious stuff. We need a guy who does what he says and says what he does.
Thank you, Mayor. It's good to have you on the show. It's 841. Here's Ted with the roads.
LIE Service Road, westbound after Ocean Avenue and before Morris Avenue. We've got a closure there. This because of an accident in Farmingville. On the main road of the LIE westbound, still dealing with slow traffic from Nichols Road down into Deer Park Avenue. Sunrise Highway westbound, we had an accident at exit 50 on the shoulder and then heavy as you make your way into the Oakdale merge. Northern State westbound, still lots of traffic as well from the Sag down into Route 110 and then down by 106-107. We had an earlier accident as well. Southern State, lots of traffic still in both directions between the Meadowbrook and Route 110. Exiting onto the Meadowbrook, the Wantagh, the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressways all have some slow traffic heading northbound. And the Long Island Railroad, Port Jefferson branch. We're dealing with a few late trains this morning, but so far this morning, nothing like we were dealing with yesterday morning. Everything else has been on or close to schedule. And that's your BAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic.
845, Roger and JP, before we get to the stuff you need to know, we have one more guy. He says, listen, you have a thing that gives me chills that you totally missed and we didn't get in our discussion. So go ahead, sir. One more thing. What do you got?
What does it for me every time is the pilot episode of Mr. Belvedere. there was like a little sneak peek of what was to become like 5 years of TV excellence.
Yeah, so look into the greatness that was on the way.
Right.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times after an episode I had to run into my room and masturbate.
Right on. Thank you for the call, Mr. Lidner.
I love when your dad calls in.
And here's your son with the stuff you need to know.
Isn't that great? That's another one that gives me the chills when B. Arthur marries Leslie Nielsen in the last episode of The Golden Girls.
All right, and now here's Ted Lidner with the stuff you need to know.